I was going to say something. I really love Jesus. I like the way he operates. Okay, you got a bunch of people murmuring, a bunch of like cloak and dagger kind of stuff, like whispering in the dark. And what does Jesus do? He turns to the man with the withered hand and says, "Come up here. Come up here, right in the front, before us all. You want to make this, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, hushed words and all that stuff." He's like, "Come up here and stand before us. Let's get this out in the open." That's why I love Jesus. He doesn't tolerate. Let's be careful. Old sailor came up. He doesn't tolerate it. He doesn't tolerate this conniving. He calls it out and brings it right in front of everybody and says, "You're all asking the question whether I'm going to heal this man or not, so let's bring it right on up, put it in front of you." Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath, to save life rather than to destroy it? They had their chance. They had the chance to speak the truth. But they were so caught up in their perspective of life, their way of thinking about this. You know, this is the law. This is what it says. These are the rules. This is the law. And they couldn't get at the heart of the law, let alone to see this concrete situation of a man with a withered hand. It's all about the Sabbath day, right? The Sabbath day of rest, that God created the world in 6 days, and then he created a seventh day. Why? Because he created man. We got that yesterday in the gospel, right? Man wasn't created on account of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was created on account of man. It was gift. How can a gift now bind life? How can a gift now be more important than the one it was given to? Jesus is freeing this man so that he can enter into the Sabbath day, into the day of rest. A withered hand in our time is bad enough. Even with all the technology we have to go around it. At that time, this was a death sentence to a person who had to earn their keep mostly by the work of their hands. This was a death sentence. This person is imprisoned. They are enslaved. Jesus desires to set this man free so that he can enter into the Sabbath day of rest. Notice the little parallel. God frees his people from slavery in Egypt first, and then imparts to them the gift of the law. Once they are free, then he imparts the gift of the law so that they can live their life in accordance with it without enslaving themselves again. Notice God doesn't show up in Egypt while they're still in bondage and imparts to them the law. They would have no ability to fulfill it because they are slaves. He must first free them to impart his gifts to them in living out this new vocation of being love. We are made in the image and likeness of God. God is love. We are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. And we have to be free to fulfill that. Last point. Oh my gosh, I didn't even record this. Thank you, God, for making me humble. Anyway, I've looked down too to see how long I've go. You know, it's for your benefit too. The last point, we must be free in order to love. My brothers and sisters, we can make our faith life, the prescriptions of the church, the commands of the church, we can make this gift of faith and fellowship and the gift of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the gospel message and what it imparts to us. It sets us free, but then it invites us to a way of living. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, doesn't he? It's not freedom towards anarchy, freedom towards chaos, freedom to hedonism. It is freedom unto love, with the parameters set so that we don't enslave ourselves again. We should never make the gift of God into a burden. Because that's exactly what the Pharisees have done. They've taken this gift, a day of rest, a day off. Like, this is the first day off. And God gives it to his people and invites them to rest. And it doesn't take long before they turn it into a burden. Now, none of us here have ever taken the freedom of the gospel message of Jesus Christ and turned it into a burden for us, have we? Used it as a weapon against others, against ourselves. We have to be careful, my brothers and sisters, because we can do the same thing with the freedom that we possess in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.